sure was that was going.
Spinning it around the circles.
Ah, okay. You're blowing at it around the microphone in different spots to figure out if it's going to work or not. Okay. We'll try it again.
It seemed to work.
Yeah, it's better than that.
Definitely better.
Okay. Well, that's one heck of a way to start your show. We're off to a grandiose start here.
Technical difficulties at its finest.
Yeah, technical difficulties for darn sure. Man, I got coffee in one hand. I'm nicotining. I'm ready. Mama said, why is my mic so loud? There we go. How's that?
A little better.
My mic was really loud.
It's all good now.
So, I've had a little bit of coffee. It's actually late in the day. Store's been mobbed all day. I mean, God, it's been crazy busy. We've had over 200 people through today.
Nice. That's not bad.
No. Over 200 people. And, I mean, there's been a lot of weights dropped on the end of rods, a lot of knots being tied. And, you know, do you have a knot tying class? Yeah, right there at the table. What would you like to know?
Yeah, exactly.
I'll tell you what.
As good as it gets, one-on-one.
Yeah, it's been interesting. We're going to start doing seminars down in our North Fort Myers store and all kinds of stuff going on. So, speaking in tune with all that, is there anything going on the Peace River?
Yeah, a little bit of activity going on out there with all this warm weather this week. Snook have started to pick up a little bit more from basically Harbor Heights area all the way up into way up the river. And then getting some more mixed reports of some juvenile tarpon up there also around the Shell Creek area and just above the Navigator. And then a couple of smaller redfish in that 18 to 22 inch range. I did pretty good on those, and another gentleman said he caught a couple up there too. So it's picking up a little bit.
So the redfish were where?
Around the Harbor Heights area. He was fishing the docks from there to the boat ramp and getting them. And then the other gentleman, he was just saying he was around some of the islands there, not by Shell Creek, but down kind of closer towards Punta Gorda Harbor Heights area.
Okay, anything, Carl?
I have nothing.
Whoa.
Now it's real loud.
It's working. Like, oh my God.
It's working.
We were sitting there.
Figured it out.
What was wrong?
I don't know. It just wanted to work now, I guess.
Now it wanted to work. Oh my God.
You needed to warm up. Now it's super hot.
Yeah, that was like, okay, I'm scared.
You guys awake now?
Yeah, I'm afraid. I'm scared by little self. Okay, I-75.
Honestly, I haven't heard anything at all this week on that. I've got nothing.
All the people I know have been looking for those big snook up there, but I think they're all coming out of there now.
I think they're just actually up a little further north. I don't think they went far enough.
If you're
looking at big snook for I-75, I think they're still way up there. It'll be a week before. Probably by the end of this coming week, they'll be back down by the bridge. But it's going to have to be, you know, the river's going to have to jump up probably another 3 or 4 degrees, and then they'll start all boiling out of that river.
Yeah, that's very possible.
All right, 41 bridge.
A lot of small snook down there at night in the early mornings. There has been a handful of trout being caught around the bumpers and the power lines. And a handful of black drum.
A few whiting.
Yeah?
Yep. On the smaller size, but there's been a few whiting while people have been sitting there trying to catch those drum.
There you go. Just smaller guys, though?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's always a good sign, because we haven't been hearing much about those. It's been super inconsistent, that's for sure.
Yeah, we're about due for a good year on whiting, because we really haven't had one in a few years.
They're offshore.
All the whiting are out there?
Yeah.
Really?
2 miles out. They're gone. My screen lit up the other day, and I was like, whoa, what is all that? And we dropped. It was whiting after whiting after whiting, about a mile and a half to 2 miles off the beach.
All on that sand bottom where usually you would find the sand perch and stuff, and it just littered up with whiting.
Yeah. No, it's all whiting.
Okay. Well, that's cool.
And decent sized ones, too.
Yeah, they're really good eating. I mean, these guys use them for bait. But I keep telling them, they're just as good dead as they are alive. Take the fillets and throw the carcass out for bait.
Right.
You know, they eat them live or dead. They don't care. And you're wasting all that beautiful meat on that whiting because it's tender, nice white, and it's really tasty. Lashley Pier.
Been a few small snook there, and then a few black drum, and then a couple of small trout.
I've been getting some small mangrove snappers. Those little small snappers. Mm-hmm. Bunch of small snappers starting to move in.
Well, anything on sheep's head or anything there?
Nope.
Yeah. Nothing.
Bayshore Pier?
Zero.
Carl?
Nothing.
That's weird. It used to be one of our best piers, and it's just like, I don't
crickets,
know.
It's,
you know, it could have been Irma when the hurricane came through.
I think it's just too shallow now.
It changed the bottom in so many places in the harbor. I have to take a boat over there and see if the bottom still has that little ledge there and see if those... If
out from it, but it's hard for those people to get their rods that far, their casts that far.
So the ledge moved out a bit.
Yep.
It filled in back closer to shore and moved that drop off out.
Yep.
Okay. I didn't think about Irma, but it changed the mica cutoff, it changed reefs in the Gulf, it changed all these things. Why wouldn't it have changed Bayshore?
No, absolutely.
I mean, what we got to do is get a couple boats, go out there and drop the anchor off the back and blow us a couple little cuts in there to get the fish back, which would be illegal, and we would never do that. But Port Charlotte canals?
A lot of little snook, depending on which canal you're in. Yeah, you got to move around a lot and find where the fish are at, because one canal is loaded with snook and jacks, and then the next three canals, there's nothing. There has been a few black drum in there, some juvenile tarpon, and some small redfish, especially up there off the Manchester and Ackerman waterway.
There's been a lot of smaller black drum in there running around. Seems like all those big snook moved out of there, because there's a lot of smaller snook in there now. They're still catching some, you know, over by where the locks used to be. They're still catching sheep's head and snapper over there. And everything's on shrimp.
Yeah, that's what I've been hearing. All the reports have been on shrimp.
Okay.
Even with it warming up.
Mm-hmm. Take us over to Elgin Bean.
Elgin Bean itself has been doing really good. Some sheep's head have moved back in. They were thinned out, got back in there, and now they're just kind of steady. Some trout, mostly smaller trout, but at least a handful of them. Jacks, and some small mangrove snapper. And a couple guys have been getting some snook in the early mornings, trying to beat the crowd out there to try to get their first shot at the sheep's head, but hooking into a few snook.
There's been night bites, been pretty decent there for the snook bite. Not so many people going there, but they're just going out there throwing big swim baits, like those storm ones. The 6-inch ones, I believe.
Yeah.
Yep.
Big storm wild eyes.
Yep.
Well, hearing a lot of mixed reports, because right now we're in the tweeners. We've got the water's been cold, and it's going to be picking up.
Well, it came up what? 12 degrees in 8 days.
73 today.
It's pretty good.
So it's still a little cooler, a little further down. The fish are just really not quite sure what they should do yet. According to the Farmer's Almanac, we're supposed to get another pretty bad cold front sometime in February.
Okay.
Towards the end of February, they're talking about Farmer's Almanac. Maybe it was March, but I think it was February towards the end, another big cold front. And, you know, if that happens, it's all... The good thing is the fish will moved up here. They're all going to be, you know, doing their stuff in the harbor the way they should. I wonder why those whiting are all offshore like that.
Maybe they're getting ready to push in.
Or those shrimp are out there. The shrimp migration's just been unbelievable this year.
It has been. I mean, I'm marking schools of them out there. I mean, you could actually, there's mass amounts of schools, because like that's what I think they were under. They were all the whiting were on the bottom, and then above it, I was marking all types of some sort of bait, and my opinion, I thought it was shrimp.
And it would fit in with what we're seeing. We're seeing monster shrimp coming in from our Southern Bait Company who's working the harbor. And it jumbos. There's more jumbos than there are regulars in it.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
And with all this going on, this is some of the biggest shrimp we've seen in years. Yep. And all this is happening in and out of the harbor. So I think a lot of these fish are just sitting right there off in the Gulf real close, just waiting for the feast to come by.
Right.
So, Mica River area, Tippie Canoe, Cattle Dock. Somebody said that all the pilings are gone from Cattle Dock.
I haven't been.
I don't know.
Yeah, I haven't been there in a long time.
Mm-mm. You know, a lot of redfish in those deeper cuts in like Tippie Canoe and Mica Cutoff. Quite a few snook in those areas too. There still is some sheephead and some small snapper running around in those deep holes. But I mean, there's some pretty decent fishing up in the Mica Cutoff and Tippie Canoe area right now.
What else is the cutoff?
The what?
Anything else in the cutoff?
Yeah, there's redfish. I mean, there are some trout in there, you know, towards the mouths. There has been some decent trout fishing.
Any snook?
Yeah, there's quite a few snook in there. They're just scattered out. They're not concentrated in one area. All the redfish are concentrated in the deeper pockets.
Okay, South Gulf Cove.
A couple bass guys fishing over there, but honestly, I haven't gotten a good enough report to... You know, they bought shiners to go bass fishing. But they weren't bracketing about anything. Unfortunately, nothing else. Some guy was asking me last night if the locks were still broke because he said his buddy lives up there and was saying something about the locks were still screwed up.
Could be. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, no way to know.
Yeah, we got to start running around and rechecking all these places. I got to get down to Fort Myers and
just need four more of you.
Yeah, well, that's the problem, and I'm making a lot of changes in scheduling and having some of the guys from Fort Myers come up here and some of our guys go down there. We're going to start mixing it up a lot more, and nobody's happy with me. Oh, well. I'm sorry. But, you know, just the way things are. Don't like it? Okay. Now, just start hunting for more people.
Right.
And just, I'm tired of status quo. I like to mix it up. I put my big paddle in the bowl, and I start stirring. You're not going to stir stuff up. Why are you sitting here? Milkshakes got to be stirred. Keep them good. Keep them tasty. So, West Wall, Blowdown Creek, Muddy Bay, Oyster Creek, Trout Creek. Fun, exciting, all kinds of cool stuff.
I've got a lot of little snook scattered down the West Wall, but that is all I have heard. I don't know what you've heard, Carl, but nothing else.
A lot of little snook, a lot of little redfish, but everything's very, very scattered. You know, the water's not deep enough over there for all of them to really ball up and feel comfortable. Muddy Bay, you know, there's lots and lots of sheep's head and snapper in there. Majority of them are on your smaller size. There's actually some pretty decent redfish hanging out in there, though. You know, and everything's being caught off of shrimp. But that water really cleared up this past week.
All right, anything on Cape Hayes itself?
Cape Hayes itself, guy was in here today telling me he actually saw a couple of bonnet heads because he heard me talking about them on the radio show this morning because I hadn't heard of any. And he said he saw quite a few out there along with some trout, but they were all small trout.
Yep, there's starting to be fish out there again. You know, like I was over there the other day and we caught some small trout and we caught... We didn't catch them, but we did see a few bonnetheads swimming on the bar.
Okay, taking us into Bull Bay, Turtle Bay.
Lots and lots of trout scattered throughout the whole thing, both of them. And then the snook have really turned on. Heard a lot of guys seeing more snook than they are catching them, but definitely the snook is doing a little better. And then the redfish have been scattered, but I don't even know how to describe it because I'm hearing a couple here, one here, a couple there, just peppered, but nothing big, you know, 16 to 20 inches. I don't know what you got going on.
There are some big redfish in there, but they're all in singles. One here, another 150 yards might be another big one. The only way to get them to eat is just to soak a bait and wait. Hopefully they smell it and come by, because I mean, they're very, very spooky. Water's very low in there right now, and the water's really clear.
Yeah, I've heard the clarity in there is like spectacular.
Oh, it got super clear this past whole week.
Really?
Yeah. Water's gen clear now.
Nice.
Alright, yeah, it's a lot, you know. It's hard for a lot of people because they get used to fishing one way and they come down here and they go out into Bull Bay or Turtle Bay and this is how they caught those fish. So they come back the next year thinking that they're going to be able to fish the same way with the same lure, the same bait, and do the same thing, and this is what's going to work. And it's really next to impossible to get that to happen with this February, the water really colder and actually, from what I'm understanding, a lot clearer than normal. And I think that red tide had a lot to do with that.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's so little bacteria, so little algae, so little anything, that the water is just more gin. And that makes a big difference. You got to be back further, lighter lines. I would, if I was out there just privately fishing, I would have a rod with like 10-pound monofilament on, a 20-25-pound fluorocarbon leader, just tied direct, put a bait on a hook and toss it over there and let it set. But with that clear monofilament line and the fluorocarbon leader, that would be the best way to go after those redfish. The braid, I don't care what color you're going to throw, they're going to see it.
Yeah.
In that real, real clear water, it's not the time to be using braid. Just remember, please don't use monofilament against the mangroves. It's too dangerous. You cannot break monofilament as easy as you can break braid. Braided line snaps super easy. Almost any adult can generate 15 pounds of pressure with a sharp jerk and pops the line. You don't have missiles coming back at you.
Those jig heads hurt.
And monofilament,
yeah,
when you put...
And a split shot hurts really bad, too.
Oh, yeah. It's like getting hit with a BB gun or a .22 sometimes. You got monofilament in the trees, and all of a sudden, it gets loose. It's under a lot of loaded pressure. It's very dangerous fishing mono. It does not break well. I fish braided line against the mangroves. I fish monofilament in the open water. And that's how you're going to catch a lot of fish. But mono went against the trees, it doesn't break. Braid breaks easy. Mono's tough. And that's exactly what everybody else in the world is going to tell you. Everybody else in the world is going to tell you, oh, braid is so much stronger and yada, da, da, da. No, it breaks easier. Mono. Mono's way harder to break. Tie a 12-pound mono to a tree branch on the outside of the tree branch and try and break it, and then tie 20-pound braid on there. See which one breaks first.
Yeah, I've been showing a couple people that this week because they're wanting to put excessively large braided line on their reels. And I'm like, "This here, watch this and just let them hold the scissors and let them rub it back and forth just to prove the point."
Why do they want to put excessively large braid on there? Just winchermen?
50-pound braid on a 4,000 size reel. Well, nice. It's only 10-pound test diameter. I should be able to do that. Like, yeah, okay, just because you can doesn't mean you should. 50 pounds of torque on a 12-pound nut. What do you think is going to give up first?
Well, as long as they bought the reels on Amazon, go ahead and load them up with that. Right. If they bought them from us and we got to warranty them when they blow the gears out of and everything out of them, yeah, I don't know if it's a good idea. But if they bought them somewhere else, give them the 65, 80-pound test on that 2,000 reel. What the heck?
I just don't think it's fair for the manufacturers to have to eat that.
Something's going
to
break.
Yeah, but as long as I don't have to pay for the warranty work, I don't care.
Yeah. Don't see how that's warrantyable.
It shouldn't be, but...
I know.
Manufacturers don't know they did really goofy stuff.
Yeah, I know.
But remember back in the days of mono, it wasn't any different.
I know.
We get guys coming in, and they get this little tiny crappie reel. I want 50-pound mono on this.
I'm going sheep's head fishing with it.
Yeah.
So, I only need 30 feet on there. That's all it's got to hold. It's like, jeez.
It's only going to hold 12 feet to get to the water. Okay.
Yep. No, I know.
You know, heaven forbid you should just buy a reel that would fit the line.
Right.
You know, it wouldn't be feasible.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I got a good deal on this. Yeah, but it's a little bitty reel. K-Pays, Danger Reef.
Been hearing a couple reports of a couple pompano /permit. Couple of small bluefish. and some very small mangrove snapper on it. But they've been inconsistent on the pompano and the permit. I think they're just moving in and out. It's been too weird.
Anything, Carl?
There was a big school of ladyfish out there the other day.
That's promising.
Yeah. I was happy to see that.
I like catching ladyfish. They're fun.
Yeah, until you get them on the, near the boat.
Yeah.
And then they're...
And they poop everywhere.
They poop everywhere, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's why you use that... oh, God. I had the wrong thing here. Hang on a minute. I got to go back and get it. That one's not right. That one's not right. That one's not right. What the heck did I do with the correct ones? Are you kidding me? Oh, there it is. Hang on. Almost there, guys. Nobody said it was computer Frank or typing Frank. It was supposed to be fishing Frank.
Nice. Yeah. Hey, everyone still loves the website. You can say what they want, make fun of it if they want, but they still gain so much knowledge and appreciate it and are thankful for it.
Well, it's always funny, but you can always tell somebody who works with computers, because the first thing they do is tell me how much my website sucks. And I say, tough noogies. I'm old. I learned this much.
That's right.
Pretty much all my old guy brain is going to absorb.
Right.
And they want me to use it. And they're, most of the really good web building programs aren't available anymore because nobody wants to take the time to learn them.
Right.
And I can do more with this than I can do with 80% of the modern web building programs, because they're all cut and paste. Have you noticed how everybody's website looks the same nowadays?
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. So, yeah, no, I'm going to stick with my old guy stuff. Gasparilla Sound.
I like it. Gasparilla Sound's been doing pretty decent. I mean, actually, it's still...
You know what? I went on my phone, and I've been doing the website on my phone. It seems to work just fine.
Looking it up?
Yeah, I can go through on my website and look all the stuff up. It seems to work okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't had anyone complain about that in quite some time. It's been a long time, really.
When I see people, they put the mobile apps on their website, mm-hmm. it means it's really hard to use.
Right.
I can't find half the stuff I can do on their computer websites.
Right.
It's really hard to navigate on their mobile app websites. And this is the same, whether it's more of a pain in the butt on a phone because you can't see it properly. I don't know. Maybe I'm just old. Yeah, I'm definitely old. Okay. Gasparilla Sound. Sorry.
It's all right. The whole barrier, you know, the backside of Boca Grande, Whidden Bay, Catfish Creek, Whidden Creek, a lot of scattered redfish, scattered snook. Sheep's head are piled all over on some of the little oyster patches and under the mangroves and up inside some of those creeks. And then you've got the occasional bonnet head been cruising around over there in Whidden Bay. And then there was some ladyfish over towards the, what's that little...
Outside of Kaopaloo.
Okay, yeah, there you go. But closer towards the clam fields.
Oh, sandfly.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, yeah, that's right where I was talking, between Sandfly and Kaopaloo.
My brain was going...
Yeah, there's a bunch of ladyfish there.
Yeah. And they're a fairly decent size from what I was told. Yeah, in one picture I saw, the guy looked like he had one that was probably about 22 inches long.
They're the fun size. One that pull a little bit of drag.
Yeah.
But a lot of redfish scattered. Really, really scattered. Work them slow. It's the only way you're going to get those fish.
Are the redfish up by the docks or out the open flats?
No, they're up close to the bushes and deep and shallow as waters they could be in. I mean, they're just sitting there milling around, not really a care in the world. And the only way to get them is, if you're soaking a bait when they come by, because your cast will scare them.
They're still hitting all the shrimp, right?
Big shrimp, freeline shrimp, crab, cut pinfish, cut mullet, cut ladyfish.
You finding any pinfish out there?
Oh, there's a lot of pinfish.
Really?
There's pinfish everywhere.
When did that change?
It hasn't. It's been like that this whole time.
and we haven't been able to get any pinfish in forever.
Yeah, it's been like 6 weeks since we've gotten pinfish in here.
Go out there and throw your net one time and...
Yeah. You're just the like fish. You're just the fish guru.
There's some areas where I can't throw shrimp right now because if I throw shrimp out there, it's getting annihilated by pinfish.
Now, are you sure it's pinfish and not tiny snappers?
No, like I actually was pulling the shrimp in the other day and I watched them all sitting there coming up behind it and I was like, ah! It's an attack of the pinfish. They're like piranhas.
Yeah, I got to tell you, pinfish got 2 foot big. I would never go in the water. Never.
Nope.
One pinfish is a wonderful, nice little fish. You put two together or more, and they're a pack. They're vicious. They're piranha. They're just... One is fine by himself. But if any of you guys out there, and you say, okay, when I come to Florida, I'm going to make this nice little saltwater aquarium, because a lot of people do. If you put one pinfish in that aquarium, you're going to be fine. If you go, oh, well, I'll put two or three so they got, you know, people to hang out with, you know, a little other, there'll be a little group. They will eat everything in your tank. They will run the fish out overnight.
Yep.
As soon as it starts getting a little dark, they will kill everything in your tank. So one pinfish is cool. Any more than that, you're in trouble. Medical Pavilion Walk-In Clinic. That's Dr. Dave. You see the picture there in the middle on the place-by-place fishing report. He was just in today getting a calf snat. He's one of the coolest guys ever. I mean, I've known him since the 80s. He pretty much keeps me alive. I mean, without him, I don't know how I would have made it through all the medical problems.
But he came back in and bought a calf snat?
Yeah, he came in today and bought a calf snat.
Yeah, I was talking to him yesterday about it.
I was out in the parking lot showing him how to throw it. He wants mullet.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I didn't realize that was him.
Yeah, he's just, what a riot.
And he's funny.
He's still a real doctor. He takes hooks out of people's fingers. And when you see the big tools and stuff there, they all came from Fish and Franks. I mean, I've been friends with him forever. Whenever I go up, I find a cool new hook remover thing or whatever. I take it up to Dave.
There you go.
Because he's still a real guy. And they do real doctor stuff. They're not, oh, no, we can't take a hook out. You got to go to the emergency room for that.
Yeah.
What? And I thought you were a doctor.
You're dying of bronchitis right now? No, got to set up an appointment for about 3 weeks.
Yeah. I mean, I can go there, and I show up without an appointment, I might wait 40, 45 minutes. If I show up at most doctor's office with an appointment, I'm waiting an hour to 2 hours.
Right.
So, you know, I don't know. That's where I go. But I'm friends with him a long time. That's why I put it up there. And so, anyway, that's not a paid ad. That's just my buddy. And, let's see, Placida Pier.
Honestly, I've heard about quite a few sheep's head, but they've gotten a little bit smaller.
Seen how many people are on that a day?
I have not, actually. A guy did tell me it was pretty peppy out there on Monday with a lot of people.
It's every single day.
Yeah.
Every day.
The weird part is I haven't heard about anything else other than sheep's head this week off of there, including the guys fishing in boats. You got anything?
No.
I mean, no snapper, no bonnethead, nothing.
I haven't fished it this week.
I just didn't know, because, I mean, they're all talking sheep's head. That's literally it. And I know there's other fish there, but nobody said anything.
Now, I'm hearing really good stories of sheephead out near, on the near shore reefs, which we're going to get to in a minute. Lemon Bay, what's going on up there?
Lemon Bay's been doing a little bit better. Hearing some better reports of some snook and redfish around some of the docks on the mainland side. Sheep's head and some trout over on the Barrier Island side. And then those trout have been up in some really skinny water up there. You know, especially as you get up between Ski Alley and working your way north. Guys saying they're finding trout up in like 2 feet of water. But most of them are a little bit on that smaller side, right in that 14 to 16 inch range.
I have nothing.
Yeah, nothing.
No, the people that I know up there, that I seen them in Boca Grande today. They said they've been struggling.
Yeah.
Yeah. They said it's been bad, so that I actually seen them in Boca Grande fishing today.
Okay.
They were up here the other night. One with the chocolates.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I got Carl's chocolates because he didn't show up for them for the talk. They came here for the talk.
Say what?
They came here for the talk, for the Reaper Rods talk, and hung out for a little bit, but they lived out in Inglewood, so they cut out a little bit early, but she loves the fish.
Oh, the couple?
Yeah, she loves the fish with
blonde
Carl.
Blonde girl?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Robert got my chocolates.
She usually brings him some kind of little chocolates. And so,
they didn't even offer them to me, but they offered them to you?
Because they know you're diabetic.
Yeah, okay.
That point was made.
Yeah, we're hiding them from Frank. We don't want to see him flopping on the floor with his tongue hanging out, drooling. Yes.
They don't want to be responsible for that.
I actually found some Hershey's dark chocolate sugar-free stuff.
Really?
I got it in the office, yeah. Nice. It was buy one, get one free, so I got a few bags.
There you go.
So, I'm kind of happy.
It was buy one, get one amaretto last week.
Yeah, well, I didn't see that. But
they only had one, so I got a rain check for the other. I'm like,
I got to find a new bootlegger. My moonshine connection is gone. So, but
no bueno.
Yeah, I know. It's, you know, it's hard to find somebody to bootleg moonshine all the way from, you know, Ohio and Pennsylvania all the way down to here.
All right. No kidding.
But let's see. So Englewood Anger Pier.
Anger Pier.
I always think I'm looking at my bottle over there going, never mind.
Right. Yeah, that's a bummer. There's been some sheep's head being caught there, but a little bit smaller. The Tom Adams Bridge is still holding some sheep's head and a few trout. It seems like they're catching some bigger trout at night. Some of the guys have been trying to catch some of the snook there. Been catching a couple big trout in that 20-22 inch range. Not a lot, but enough to make it worthwhile. And other than that, I got nothing else there.
Quiet.
Quiet?
Quiet. Real quiet.
What the heck?
I don't know.
You're usually like the Inglewood guy.
It's been quiet.
Okay. I'll deal with that. I'm good.
All right. Venice Jetties.
Crickets. I got nothing there this week.
I know somebody that was there today, they caught 3 snook on the smaller size. They said they seen some good snook there. They couldn't get them to eat, but they were just throwing like little paddle tails at them.
Right there inside the pass, or?
No, right, literally right on the jetties. He was on the north one.
Gotcha.
There was a bunch of people there fishing too.
It's just weird. I haven't heard much of reports probably for several weeks now off of there.
All right. Golfito de Mexico. We got a lot.
You need a big paragraph for this.
Whiting in how deep a water, Carl?
Probably 25, 30 feet, maybe.
So you're at like 6-7 miles.
No.
Well, 20-25 feet really starts kind of like a mile, mile and a half out, and within a half a mile. You're getting into that water, but then it kind of stays that way for quite a while.
Gotcha.
It really goes down to like 20-25 feet, and it doesn't change much till you hit the first ledge.
Okay.
Once you hit those ledges, then
because I've always had straight ahead, I just had not paid attention until I got out to that ledge.
Yeah, you can hit 20-25 feet of water real quick.
Right. I'm not swimming in it, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, hell no.
No.
Not a chance. And then, you know, you got 5 to 20 miles out, you got your mangrove snapper, lane snapper, grunts, porgies, and sheep's head. That's definitely where all your better sheep's head have been.
There's some really good mangrove snapper fishing out there, and they're big.
Yeah, but you're going out farther than that for those, and that's where the bigger ones I've been hearing about were like 25 to 30.
20 to 30.
Yeah.
I mean,
and
they're
some big yellowtails also. 25
inch mangrove snappers.
How big was that flounder you got the other day? Holy mackerel.
That was 3.5 miles out. That was a 28 incher.
That was huge.
Yep. The yellowtails.
Looked like a little baby halibut.
There's some phenomenal yellowtail fishing out there right now. You know, the key that's been going on lately is you can't use anything bigger than 30 pound leader for the mangs or for the yellowtail. They won't eat it. Shrimp is by far the best bait for them. And something else that's working very good for the mangs is I'm taking the frozen Spanish sardines and I'm just using the head for them. you know, just dropping down just ahead, and that's been working very good on the mangrove snapper. Lane snapper, they're everywhere. From 3 miles out all the way out, I mean, there's lane snapper everywhere. Good lane snapper. The AJs, there's a lot of big AJs. You know, they're from 20 miles out. You know, there's also quite a few cobia running around out there, and big cobia.
Yeah, you got a couple of nice ones the other day.
Yeah, there's some big cobia running around out there right now.
What about the porgies?
Cause what are the cobia hitting?
We were using one of those spro jigs. You know, we had a little curly tail on the back of it. And we were actually snapper fishing. We were bringing it up, and snapper came off halfway down, and he's sitting there, you know, still reeling that little jig up. Next thing you know, he looked behind it, and there comes a cobia following it, so he stopped and he ate it. It was actually, you know, the one that it's a squid body one, the jig.
Right.
It's got the rubber squid looking coming off right. The back of it. That's the one he was using with a curly tail on it.
I think red grouper.
There's been a lot of red grouper, but they're out there, all the good ones. You know, they're 30 plus, all the ones that, you know, I've been hearing of and seeing. There's a lot of gag grouper out there, I mean, but you gotta let them go. I mean, we've been catching some really nice gag groupers in close. The glive grouper, they're in full force out there. Here's some big ones.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I've heard of a couple really big ones.
There's some really good AJ fishing going on out there right now.
Right.
Get yourself some pinfish. Free line of pinfish down. Stop them about halfway down.
That's pretty impressive. I've heard a lot of good reports. Now, were you seeing some of that little bit of, like, patchy, weird algae out there when you went out?
Nope.
A couple guys said they hit a couple small, like, brown spots.
I didn't see
it. And it wasn't, like, the dark brown, like what they were talking about, you know, the black algae, like what we were seeing earlier this summer. It said it was more like...
pollen?
No, they said it was down underneath the surface, because that's what I thought, too. Hmm. And then they said, no, it was, you know, more of a weak tan in color, but it was in a couple of small areas.
We're seeing that in the canals. From the river to the canals... Yeah. There is just
That's some kind of algae that's going on there, because behind the house you can't see 6 inches down for the last 3 days.
There's some good triple tail fishing going on out there right now too. Triple tail are really in pretty good.
How far out?
You know, they're still moving them traps right now, but the other day the traps are about 4 miles out.
How big were the triple tail?
There's some good ones.
Yeah.
Yep. There's some real big ones out there, and a lot of small ones. And, you know, it makes it a little tougher this year because they did change the size limit. So I mean, it makes it a little tougher, but there are some really good triple tail out there to be caught.
Okay. That's going to take us into in just a second. Let's go to Gasparilla Pass.
Nothing.
You know, dolphins.
Yeah. It's getting sketchy to get through there.
Yes, it is. I've seen it this past week. I've seen 7 boats stuck.
Really? It's getting
different
really,
boat every
really,
day.
Really, really bad.
Yep.
That's definitely a pass that's filling in at an alarming rate.
It's going to join the two islands together.
Well, there's no doubt. But it's scary how much it's done just in this past year alone. I mean, so many people.
It's
even.
It's still 20 feet deep in one little narrow spot.
You know,
spot,
one little tiny trench, but...
Yeah, you're right. It's
the whole front side is
when you look at
across.
Gasparilla Pass, Boca Grande Pass, Captiva Pass, even Redfish, the only one thing in common, they all have a big hole, whereas the water's rushing there, it swirls there, and it digs that big, deep hole out. And as that water's trying to get out or get in... It's going into that hole. It keeps that hole dug out really deep and then deposits the sand outside. you're seeing the future of Boca Grande Pass, Captiva Pass. You know how Captiva is, where you got to go out and you got to hook way to the left to get out of it? Mm-hmm. That's what Boca will look like in a few years, because that's where we exchange most of our water from. But it'll stay a little bit better than that. But you're going to see that Boca start looking more and more like Captiva over the years.
Well, Gasparilla is dangerous to get in and out of.
All right, what's going on in Boca?
A lot of guys catching sheep's head from the shore, but it's like it'll be dead for 2 hours, and then all of a sudden, bang, it lights up for a half hour to an hour. No matter what the tide is, it's just all of a sudden they go on a feeding frenzy. And then the guys that are drifting through the pass are catching some sheep's head, some small mangrove snapper, heard of one cobia this week, a couple small gags, a couple small red grouper, and a handful of jewfish and a couple of sandbar sharks.
There's some decent snook hanging around there, just on the inside of the pass and just on the outside of the pass.
I'm sorry, guys. My whole thing here went crazy. I don't know.
Made a 5-foot-long sentence instead of jumping down to the next line.
Yeah, and it all of a sudden it just went nuts. I don't know what that was. Sheephead and...
It's like me with the register earlier. I double tap something.
$10,000 sale.
$2,000, and it was like, geez, what did I hit? Whoops. Customer started laughing. He's like, those are really good shrimp. I said, man, they're gold plated and everything. Your wife's going to love them for Valentine's Day.
Throw them in the water and they bring the fish back to you.
He didn't buy it, so I had to fix it.
Alright, and alright, what else is going on in Boca?
No, that's about it. There's been a lot of small fry going through there, like glass minnow fry size. So that's been kind of nice, seeing some bird activity out there for the first time in quite some time. I know you've been going through there, Carl. You've been seeing them.
There's been birds past month out there diving around that small fry. It's all tiny though, but
yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of it around, all over the beaches, all over the passes.
Still nice to hear about and see.
Mm-hmm. It's a food source.
What if you're along the beaches? Anything people can catch from the beach anywhere? Minnesota, whatever.
Honestly, Stump Pass is the last report that I got from the beach. The guy was fishing down there by the pass itself, and he got into some jacks, one pompano, one little tiny snook, several lizard fish, and a baby black drum. So he kind of got a mixed little gamut. He was there for about 6 hours with his wife while she was enjoying sitting around and collecting shells. That's the only report I've had.
Off of Boca, you know, there's been a few sheep's head caught off the beach. There's been a few pompano, not very many though, and a few jacks. You know, get down towards like the passes, there's been some snook around the passes, but not on the beach itself.
Okay. Sanibel, Ponderosa.
Sanibel's had some snook there at night and a couple juvenile tarpon the last several nights. Other than that, I've got nothing else.
Sheep's head on the docks. There's been some sheep's head and some small snapper down there with an occasional good-sized snapper.
Right there at the Ponderosa docks?
Yeah. Off from there, going up, you know, towards the Coosahatchee.
Right.
There's some really good docks over there, fish with a lot of structure on them. I mean, it could be a pain in the butt sometimes, but...
Yeah, I used to love going down there to fish.
There's some good docks there.
Some pretty snooky docks.
Maybe you and I could get together and we'll run down there, and I got to take a bunch of pictures, sure. And we can mark out some spots and stuff for the website.
Oh, yeah.
I gotta refamiliarize myself. I used to fish down there all the time, and I can't even think of some of the stores or some of the places anymore. Alright, let's see, Matt Lachey
has been a little quiet this week. I've heard of some sheep's head and some small trout being caught off the bridge itself, but other than that, I haven't heard of it. Anything else along there?
The Indian Field's got a lot of redfish.
Do they?
Yeah.
Yep. There's a lot of redfish in there. There's been quite a few flounder and sheep's head around all your oyster beds. Quite a few. But yeah, Indian Fields has a lot of redfish, but be careful going in there this time of year. You might be high and dry.
Right.
I wouldn't take a skeeter in there, let's put it that way.
No, I don't blame you there.
I could probably get in there, but I probably won't get out.
The weird part is usually this month is usually pretty low tides. It's usually some of the lowest tides of the month, but because of the no wind, they've been pretty good.
Have you seen the mornings?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. There's no water in the mornings right now. I'm having a hard time putting my boat in the morning every morning.
Yeah, behind my house, it hasn't been too bad.
Oof. I'm having a hard time getting my boat off the trailer in the mornings. That's how low it's been.
Really?
Yeah. I fell off the ramp twice last week.
Out at Eldred's?
Yeah.
No. How are they doing? Any better out there?
Yeah, it's all under construction. I mean, they're redoing everything. They're redoing the whole parking lot, all the docks. Looks good. It's gonna.
Well, I think they did what I did. We had a slow winter because there was nothing, or slow fall. There was nothing we could do about it. So, why not take the time to remodel, redo, fix up, clean up? You know, put a new face on everything, because it was going to be slow for a while, no matter what we did.
Yeah, I mean,
whatever it was, but, you know, that's cool, because they're nice folks out at Eldred's. Mm-hmm. What we're talking about is, if you're on your way out to Fish Placida, you have the public ramp right there on the causeway going out towards Boca, and immediately after that, there's a little bait shop, they sell a little bait and tackle there, and they have a boat ramp they charge you to use a boat ramp, but you got to pay to park at one, or you can pay to use the boat ramp at the other, and they're nice folks there.
They got a cleaning station too, with a hose and water.
Yeah, no, I like the folks at Eldred's. Nice people.
I'd rather give it to the mom and pop than I would the county.
Yeah,
exactly.
Why not give it money to Eldred's?
And they're always there, so your stuff is safe. Your vehicle and everything is always safe.
Yeah,
not so much at the county ramp.
Nope,
a lot of vandalism there. All right, Pine Island Sound.
That's all you, Carl.
Trout fishing's been, you know, probably the best area to go trout fishing is all in Sound. Just get out there, you know. It was tough to get down there today. I mean, it was windy, but, you know, if I had a chance to get down there, I'd probably float those grass flats right there around Yuseppa. Yuseppa and all the way down to, like, Mondongo, all those grass flats, they're holding trout. A lot of redfish over there by, you know, the Red Roof and the Spanish House. A lot of redfish, but they're scattered out. There might be 20 redfish in like a 50 yard stretch, but they're not together. Some are up by the bushes, some are off the bushes. It's just like they're just roaming the whole area looking for food. The snook fishing's been pretty good down there, you know, but best places to be sitting there fishing for the snook seems to be on like all your points of your islands, you know, where there's that little deeper water. That's where there seems to be the best snook fishing going on. And we've been throwing those those Strike King paddle tails, rage tails, I think they are.
Yeah, the rage tails.
Yep.
Yeah, it's kind of the same stuff. I mean, I haven't heard as much about the redfish or the snook, but the trout is almost exactly what I've heard. A lot of guys are seeing them. And they're fishing some of those deeper grass flats to find them.
Yeah, I had to push a skeeter the other day to get to those redfish.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was a little chilly.
Yeah, oh yeah. I wasn't happy, but my trolling motor was hitting the grass, so I couldn't use the trolling motor.
That's not good.
No. It was cold.
All right. Burnt store, two pines.
Some little redfish all on the bushes and scattered out on the flats there, but that's all I've heard.
There's been some snook, you know, some smaller snook right there at those islands. The outer islands of Two Pines and those outer islands at like Burnt Store area, has been quite a few smaller snook.
It's been pretty quiet.
Yeah, I don't know what's up with that area.
Yeah, it used to be really some of the best fishing in the whole county. And I can remember when I was chartering, literally scheduling my trips for late in the day. So, and I would be coming back in the dark, but that was the only place I could find fish. And I would go down there and I would catch just about every kind of fish you could imagine. But evening incoming water or outgoing, as long as it was moving, I could get on one side of the bushes or the other, as long as that water was moving down there. And I mean, we would do, literally it would be a snook one cast, a catfish on the next, a jack on the next, a trout on the next. It was just different fish all the time, but what a variety of fish. And before all the boats started running the flats so hard there, that when you came out just inside the sandbar, there was a little trough and then that whole grass flat. Mm-hmm. It was literally 1,000 snook laying on those flats.
Well, the redfish used to pile in there too.
And I think the problem with when people go in there, they don't go in slow. They run on plane across that flat to try and get back to the fishing, and they ran out all the fish.
Well, they run over the fish.
And run them out. Yep. You mean, if you're not going to be laying there, if you got 200 horsepower propeller trying to chop you into pieces all day long,
right?
You're going to move. So,
yeah, a food processor.
Right.
That's where I want to stay.
Yeah. All right. The east side.
East side. All I've got is a lot of small redfish and some small snooks scattered all on the islands and even in the back creeks. There also has been quite a few small jacks roaming around. I haven't got much else. No trout to speak of that I've heard of. How about you, Carl?
There's lots and lots of redfish and lots of snook, but they're sitting back. They're in the back parts of those islands where it's hard to get to. Not too many people can get back there right now, so there's no pressure on those fish at all. But there's lots of redfish and snook scattered all through that whole, you know, the back part of all those islands. Try to snake your way in there, you know, and on some of these deeper cuts to get back there, and watch your tide. You don't want to get stuck in there. There's some good fishing on the east wall right now.
Heard the okay. Water's super clear.
Gen clear.
Yeah.
And those redfish, they're bright red. Like, they stick
they
out.
Blue and yellow highlights and everything.
Yeah, you can see the bright red, and then you look behind them, and you see that neon blue on their tail, and they're nice. Sticking out like a sore thumb right now.
All right, Alligator Creek.
A couple of sheep's head. That's about all I've heard about. Nothing
There's
major.
There's been some small snappers. There are some good-sized jacks running around up in there. There's also, you know, quite a few of those small black drum.
On the reef itself?
Up no, in. Alligator Creek.
Up oh, Alligator Creek.
Jeez, I'm sorry.
In the creek.
He was right, I was wrong.
Okay.
My brain went the other direction, sorry.
It's okay. We're used to your brain not being with us.
I deserve that.
Okay.
Ponce de Leon Park.
Nope, I'm out.
Ponce de Leon Park.
Honestly, the only thing I've heard about has been small snapper there.
Small snapper, small sheep's head. Occasional jack coming through.
Yeah, it's been small sheep's or small snapper.
Okay. PGI canals.
That's turned on a little bit with the juvenile tarpon all over the place in there. A lot of people seeing them. We've sold a lot of little storm twitch sticks and DOA terrorized for them this week. A lot of snook sitting on all the lights. A couple guys are catching some small Goliath grouper back in there, especially on even some of those lights that trying to catch snook. They're catching 5 and 10 pound Goliaths. And then you've got the big jacks have been roaming through there along with some black drum.
It's just one canal will be dead, the next canal will be a lot of fish. Next canal is dead, and then it's just totally different the next day.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there are a lot of fish in those canals. You just have to move around and find out which one they're in that day.
Yeah, it's kind of almost a mirror image of the Port Charlotte side. But
mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. Gilcrest Pier?
Got nothing.
Nothing.
All right. Alligator Creek Reef. This is the one, Robert.
I don't know anything.
This is the one.
What you got?
This is it, Robert. This is the one you've been waiting for. Primed. Pumped.
Small sheep's head.
That was a lot of waiting for not much.
Yes, it was. What about the story of my life?
Ouch.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Crickets. Right.
What about the Kobe? I know Kobe are moving around. There been nothing over there?
I've just been yet.
Hearing them offshore, but not inshore.
They're all offshore right now. Okay.
Actually, guy caught one, some nice ones in the harbor, but I don't remember where he said he caught them. Deep holes in the harbor?
Catfish.
Yeah.
Okay. Where would you find any pinfish?
Boca Grande, you know, over there, right around Sandfly, Devilfish, Bird. The outside of Catfish also has pinfish. The inside of Bull Bay has pinfish.
All right. Any whitebait reports? Thread fins?
Nope.
Okay. All right. Freshwater. Anybody here talking freshwater fishing?
A lot of bass fishermen buying shiners and buying a lot of worms this week. A couple guys bought some of those Rage Craws that they were going to go out and try because they worked good for them last month. But the fish are sitting on beds. There's a lot of fish starting to sit on beds. You got some big females that are right at the brink of that pre-spawn. And then you got quite a few males sitting on some of the beds too. And then the tilapia bite has started to pick back up a little bit this week, along with still some bluegill activity. So some of the guys are catching those on the small worms. And it doesn't matter if it's Northport, Port Charlotte, Rotunda. It's just every canal is a little different right now, but there's a lot of bass activity.
Yeah, I'm getting a lot more people asking about bluegill stuff and all that. And, you know, we kind of got out of the fly fishing when the other fly shop opened up, but I still stock those little bluegill poppers.
The little spiders or whatever they are.
Yeah, the little, you know, just a little frying pan with all the little things in them, and selling a lot of those with the casting bubbles. So you can use your spinning rod like a fly rod.
Right.
And it's a lot of fun to hit the bluegills, the tilapia, all those little freshwater panfish, native or non-native, love hitting those little topwater baits.
And then you get the occasional bass that just
crushes it.
Crushes it. Yeah, it still makes it worthwhile.
But, you know, turning your spinning rod into a fly rod, and the reason it's hard to use a fly rod is how many places have a back cast?
Right.
So you get up to a canal and you're standing, you've got the canal in front of you and the road behind you, do your back cast and catch a fast moving Chevy and all your line's gone.
Right.
you know, a truck goes by and you've hooked the mirror and, you know, off goes your rod and everything screaming down the road.
Yeah.
So the best bet is turning your spinning rod into a fly rod to get, you know, have the fun of all that. Any big tarpon reports?
No.
Nope.
Just
nope.
Smaller fish.
Okay, just the canal stuff.
Yeah.
All right, well, that actually brings us to the end of the fishing report. Any final words, thoughts, phrases that we should be looking at?
Move around a lot.
Yes.
Like you said, no mailboxes. Lift the anchor up and move. It's not a permanent structure. Guys that seem to be producing the better fish are willing to get out and move, sit in a spot for 10 to 20 minutes tops, nothing's happening, move.
Yeah.
If they're catching fish and it stops, they give it about 5-10 minutes and then move.
So, Carl, you were out on the water today?
Yep.
How many places did you stop to fish?
Probably about 25, 30.
You know, and that was in how many hours?
Around 4 hours.
So you were really moving around.
Yeah, the sheep's head would not cooperate today.
So if they're not hitting, they're just not hitting.
No, I'd pull up to a dock. I mean, we were seeing fish. We were looking at sheep's head and snook, and they just would not touch anything. We'd sit there for 10 minutes, move. Another 10 minutes, another one, move. Go to a total different canal system, move. We ended up giving up on the sheep's head. We went and caught black drum and redfish. But the snook and the sheep's head would not play at all today. I don't know.
Well, you know, it's not uncommon.
Well, Josh Olive said earlier, because I asked him, he said it might be because they're getting ready to lay all their eggs.
I heard you guys talking about that. Something about that. They were on the so full of eggs and roe and sperm or whatever they were. They were just full of it to the point where it was boiling out of the fish.
Yep. So they might be all concentrated on that right now. But we'll see tomorrow.
Okay.
So were the sheep's head you've been catching and cleaning full of eggs and roe lately?
No. Not really.
Okay. Just kind of curious.
Oh, yeah, to be honest, I haven't really seen any with any in it.
Oh.
So that could be it now.
Yeah.
So you weren't seeing fish completely loaded with roe, but no. They weren't. So
actually, I was not seeing any with any, to be honest with you.
Josh was catching the fish, and they were completely full of roe, so that sometimes right as they're just getting ready to burst, they're more inch. You know, let's face it, we've all been there, 2 o'clock in the morning, bar's closing down, and the last thing you got in your mind is a sandwich.
Right. True.
Okay. Any other thoughts besides that one that we could use?
Nope. Just move.
Yep.
Enjoy the nice weather.
Move, enjoy the weather. It's going to be beautiful for a while. We got some possibilities of rain, and I don't really know when.
Like 20% or so. It's pretty bleak.
We got Shimano this week coming up, new seminars. Call the. We still got room at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and 9:30 in the morning. There's still some seats. 6 is almost booked up, 6 o'clock at night, but, you know, call. And if you just want to show up, I can't guarantee you a seat and a table, but you can lean against the rail or, you know, we've got some other seating available. You just don't get a table.
Pull up a pickup truck and open up the tailgate.
Yep. Back the truck up, open the tailgate. So, I guess that's about it. So, we'll catch you guys in the next. Alrighty-o, fishing. Bye.